Start the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, March 27th, 1:30. Members present, Senator Osmond, Senator Torkelson, Senator Phillips. We have House Bill 150. I would appreciate those who are testifying to keep the comments short because we have a caucus. And if you keep talking, the bill stays in committee. So if you can speed read your comment, we'll expedite this thing.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Amy Erickson, staff to Representative Murkowski. House Bill 150, an act relating to insurance premiums, is the bill before you. In 1999, the legislature enacted Senate Bill 87, which required the Division of Insurance to license motor vehicle rental agencies that sell insurance products to rental car customers. After implementation, it became clear that while this requirement was appropriate for full-time producers, it was not practical for the incidental sale of insurance products by rental car agencies. The funds generated by premium insurance are minimal in relation to the entire rental transaction, but the current statute requires that each location maintain a trust account and an account for premiums. Because of the nominal funds generated, the statute requiring rental agencies to maintain separate trust accounts is unnecessary and impractical. The statute does not contain an exemption from this requirement or provide discretion by the director for enforcement of these requirements. House Bill 150 eliminates the requirement of separate trust accounts and frees rental car agencies from the unnecessary requirement to hold insurance premiums in separate trust accounts. Customers will see no change in how they buy add-on insurance products. The bill balances protection of the consumer with the benefits of reasonable compliance. And it unanimously passed the House, and I would urge your support.
Questions from the committee? Seeing none, okay. Next person we have, Stan Ridgway. Is he here? Don't we not see him? Somebody pitch hitting for him? Okay. Identify your name, and unless you want to just say everything's okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Deanne Tessner, representing the Division Census, and we want to reiterate our support as well.
We pick that up on the
phone.
I think we better come on up to the mic and just restate what you just said. Identify yourself and for the record, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Deanne Tessner from the Division of Insurance. I'm standing in for the Deputy Director since he's out of town, and I'm just here to reiterate our support of this bill.
Thank you. Questions? Okay. Next person to have is Charlie Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I represent ANC Rental and Hertz Rental Car Corporations. My name is Charlie Miller. I'd like to thank the committee for taking up the bill. I realize it's not a big public policy issue we all like to sink our teeth into here, but it's a good cleanup measure for what was intended in SB 87. The sponsors, staff, pretty clear about what the bill does, and unless there's any questions, I'd just like to say the division has worked real well with the client. The language was pretty much drafted by division staff, so the Division of Insurance is that comfortable with it. If there's any questions, I can try to answer.
Questions? Hearing none. Thank you, Charlie. We have Fairbanks Anchorage on the teleconference system.
We have Fairbanks on, but they have no interest in Charles Ruby.
He's going to come last. Okay, so Fairbanks, we don't have anybody in Fairbanks, do we not?
They're not even
in Anchorage, nobody.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Rubin.
Yes.
State your name and affiliation, and a short statement, please.
My name is Charles T. Rubin. I'm with the firm of Rubin and Fiorella, LLC in New York. We are
New Yorker.
National Insurance Council for Alamo National,
New Yorker.
For Savis, among others. And this, as mentioned already, is a cleanup item on something that was intended when the bill was put in a year before last. And frankly, I think everyone was under the impression back then that funds did not have to be maintained in separate trust accounts. So it was an oversight, and the reason for this bill.
Okay, any questions? Okay, let the record reflect it. Senator Davis is here. Mr. Torkelson, need anybody else to testify here in Juneau or off-site or on-site or whatever? Okay, here in silence.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move House Bill 150 from committee with individual recommendations from the company 0-5 vote.
Any objections to that motion? Hearing none, that bill is going on to the next committee referral. Anything else to be brought before the committee? Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you.